It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? Do you ever say some words and just hold them for a long time? Like, hi. Like that? It's fun to pick out a word that, a very simple word, and just say it a long, long time. Well, I want you to see this. Ever see anything that looked like that? Well, it's an apple peeler. Yeah, you put the apple on here and turn this, and then this little part goes around like this and starts to peel the apple. It's very sharp right in there. That's the part that's so sharp. This is the kind of thing that grown-ups sometimes use to peel apples or pears or potatoes. See how it's moving around? If there was an apple on there, it would be peeling the skin right off as it turned. It's very sharp. And so then when it's peeled the whole way around, then you just go like this. It goes back to the beginning. Let's get an apple. I have some in the kitchen. And put it on. I'll show you exactly how it works. Thought that was such an interesting tool. Which light's on? One on the bottom? Okay, now tell me when it goes off. Okay, I turned that one off. Now, tell me which one I'm going to put on now. Okay. And now, which one is this one? Middle one? Top? Bottom? Middle? 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 That's top and bottom. Okay. See, you put it onto the table right here and just screw this little thing up, and that secures it onto the table. Good and tight there. Okay. Put this apple on. Now, it should just go around and around and around and take off the peel of the apple. Let's see if it does it. Just did half of it. See how it worked there? Let's try one other. Oh, look at that long peel. That great? Let's try one other and see if it works. I have four apples here. I'll use these to make applesauce later. Here it comes.
apple.
And this is the peel that was the whole way around that apple. Let's see how long an apple peel is. My goodness. There. All that from one apple. You ever see anything like that? That was fun to work on, wasn't it? We took our time. And we did it. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, goes the whole way across, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you and everything I do. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Apple peel. Just thinking, this kind of thing would be something that Cornflake especially might like to have at his rocket factory. Yeah. Let's go get the trolley, all right, and have a little make-believe. We'll come back and clean this up later. He wouldn't want it particularly for apples or potatoes or something like that, but he might like a lathe to help him make fancy rocking chairs. Yeah. Do you know what a lathe is? Well, it's a machine that you put in pieces of wood, and the wood goes around very quickly, and then you're able to shape the wood into curves and bumps and things. Well, let's get the trolley. Hey, trolley. Let's make believe that Corny's been waiting for his lathe for a long time, and he really wants it to come. Okay, he's anxious to get it there. All right, trolley, we're ready for some make believe. Are you? Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley. Oh, not yet, trolley. I've been waiting and waiting. Yes, it is hard to wait. I know. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Pesherly.
Oh, hello, Nurse Miller.
Well, you sound a bit unhappy.
Well, I am. I've been waiting for days and days.
Waiting for what?
My new machine.
Your new machine for making chairs?
That's right. It's called a lathe. And as soon as I get it, if I ever do, I can make fancy chairs with spooling.
Spooling? Oh, that's like when the wood has bumps in it.
That's right. Have you seen Mr. McFeely anywhere?
No. Are you expecting him to deliver the lathe?
Yes, I am.
Well, now, let me see. I'm on my way over to X right now. And if I see Mr. McFeely, I shall remind him that you are waiting for your new lathe.
Thanks a lot, Nurse Miller. And tell X I hope he's feeling better.
I'll tell him, Corny. It is hard to wait for something you need. X? X.
I'm moving a little slower these days. Oh, it's you, Nurse Miller. Well, how in the world are you?
Well, I'm just fine, X. But the real question is, how in the world are you? You're the one who got hit with that teeny tiny hard ball.
That's for sure. Want to take a look at it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving it a little better.
Oh, that's much better. I just want to take a look at it here.
You're not going to put anything stingy on it, are you?
Oh, no. I just want to see that it's healing all right. Yes, I think that's just fine. Now, if you leave that on for one more day, you can take it off tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Nurse Miller. You sure know a lot about nursing.
Well, that's how I got to be a nurse. Bye-bye, X.
Goodbye, Nurse Miller.
See you again. Mr. McFeely! Corny's been waiting and looking all over for you. You found it.
Yes, I have. Corny's lay that was down at the railroad station. I just picked it up.
Oh, he's just been wanting it so badly.
Well, I mustn't tarry a minute. You know, they don't call me speedy delivery for nothing. Well, good day and a speedy delivery to you, Nurse Miller.
Speedy delivery to you.
Bye-bye. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery for the factory. A speedy delivery for the factory.
Oh, do you have it, Mr. McFeely?
Yes, sirree, Corny. I have a speedy delivery right here for you.
Oh, boy, you have it.
Yes, I do. One lay for cornflake. Yes, especially
boy,
here we are.
Am I glad it's here.
Well, you've waited a long time for this, haven't you, Corny?
That's for sure. Let's open it up.
Well, all righty. I'll just put back here.
Oh, my lathe.
Lathe right out of its crate.
Put it right here.
All righty, right up here. Here comes the wire.
That's fine. Now, plug it in right over there.
Just a minute. Oh, look, Corny, there's some instructions in the crate here.
Oh, no, plug it in there.
No, I think we should read these first because there might be something you just don't know.
I know all about these things. I saw one in a picture one time.
Well, these machines can be dangerous if you're not quite sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want you to plug it in and turn it on, Mr. McFeely.
Corny, all right, if this is, but I think we should read these instructions. I'll just plug it in right here.
It's ever great.
No, be careful. I'm turning it on.
Okay. Ouch!
What happened, Corny? What happened?
Oh, it pinched my finger.
Oh, and I knew we just shouldn't have done this. No, let me see, Corny. Let me see your finger.
Oh, my finger. No, go away.
Well, don't you want me to do anything?
I don't need any help.
Well, couldn't I go for the doctor?
It's all right. Just go away.
No, I'll just go for the doctor myself. All
right.
Just go call the doctor.
I don't know why I wanted that stupid old lathe anyhow.
That sounded like cornflake especially. Corny? Corny, are you all right? It's Nurse Miller.
I'm just fine, Nurse Miller.
Well, I thought I heard you crying.
I am not crying.
Well, it's all right if you're crying, Corny. I was just worried about you. Corny? Oh, I see you have your new lathe. Wasn't it what you wanted? Were you disappointed in it?
No.
Oh, won't you come out, Corny?
I can't. I'm busy. I'm a man who manufactures.
Well, I know you're a man, Corny, a grown-up man, and I'm very proud of what you can manufacture, but I would like to see what your new lathe can do.
I'm too busy to use my lathe right now. I may never have time to use it.
These are the instructions to your new lathe. Be very careful not to put your fingers in the side of the lathe. It can pinch them very badly, and it will hurt enough to make a grown man cry.
Would you read that last part again about the pinching?
Of course, Corny. It can pinch them very badly, and it will hurt enough to make a grown man cry.
Next time you see X the Owl, tell him I know it's okay.
What's okay, Corny?
For people to cry when they're hurt.
I'll tell him.
Yesterday, Corny couldn't understand why X was crying. Remember when X the Owl got hit on the wing with the teeny tiny hardball? He thought that only babies cried. What Corny thought. But today, when he got hurt, he cried. Sure, crying is to let people know that you're hurt, or you're frightened, or you're sad, or you're lonely. There are lots of things that crying means. And the people who love you understand a lot of those things. I'd like you to see a real lathe. You know, one that real people use, not just a pretend one. I think that Bob Trow has one. Saw one over at his place one time. Trow. 3, 7, 7.
see if he does. You know, it goes around very quickly. Hello, Bob? It's Fred Rogers. Yes. We've been talking about lathes, and I just wondered if you still had yours. Oh, good. Right now. Fine. Well, we'd like to come over, if it's all right. All right. Okay, thanks very much. We'll be over as soon as we can. Bye. He said he was just working on his now, that he was doing something from a chair of his. So I sure will be careful when I'm there. Yeah, those are things to be careful about, things like lathes and sharp tools like that. Okay, will you come with me to Bob Trow's workshop? All right, and we'll see a real lathe.
Friend Fred?
Here's the lathe. My friends to see a real lathe.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on here?
Part of a chair.
Chair?
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll show you.
See, oh.
This one broke.
Yeah, I see the broken part.
You know how they fit up inside like that? Mm-hmm. It broke off right there.
You decided not to glue that. You're just going to make a new one.
No, it's weakened. So we're just going to make a new one. In fact, we're going to make two new ones. One for here, one for here. Have already made one. Put your shield on.
Yeah. This keeps the little chips of wood from flying into your face.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a shield in front like that.
Now.
Oh, you have one finished.
Here's the one we have finished, see? I'm just about ready to mark these lines.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can cut those. So it'll be about like that.
May we watch you?
Sure can. Now, I'll show you a little trick. Visor down.
Mark it with the pencil first.
Right.
And then you use your tools.
Yes. And boy, these are the tools.
Which one do you think that you'll use for these grooves here?
I think maybe this one first.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll try that one.
See how fast it goes around? You can hardly tell it's spinning. It goes so fast.
Gotta make sure this is tight.
Oh.
Okay. I think we can fix that with sandpaper, though. We'll try one. Sandpaper. bit of sanding?
Oh.
That'll be fine. I'll get her out of there.
It's really great to see that kind of work. Do you use this machine a lot?
Oh, that's a very handy machine.
I just wanted to feel this.
Soft, isn't it?
Oh, is it ever. Just very fine dust. It's wood dust, isn't it?
Wood dust is right.
The dust that comes from the wood.
Sometimes you get big curls of wood.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of tool you use.
I used an apple peeler today that was sort of like a lathe, you know, and a long peel that came off that.
Exactly the same idea. Now we'll just sand this one down to meet that, and we'll be all set.
Lots to learn everywhere we go.
Oh, always.
Grateful to you, Bob. Bye-bye.
See you, Fred.
So, now you've seen a lathe. Bob True has interesting things there. Shall we try another apple on this? Let's do. Sometimes it works just perfectly, like with this one. And sometimes it doesn't. But all these things I can make applesauce out of all this. Sure. It was just that I wanted to show you this contraption. You know, sometimes children feel that their parents just won't let them use interesting things like this. You know, it was because of this sharp part here that I wasn't allowed to use one of these when I was a little boy. No, but parents won't let children use dangerous things because they care about them. Yeah, they care about their children. Sure. You know, I'm a father, so I know how I feel about children. My children are special to me. And my friends are special to me. And you are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime. In the nighttime. Anytime that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You know, in that song where it says F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you know what those letters mean? Friend. F-R-I-E-N-D. Yep. Get a lid and put this on. In fact, maybe I should put them in a bag first. Remember how many apples I told you I had? That's the one we did first. One. That's the one we did second. Two. That's the one we did last. Three. And that's the one we didn't peel at all. Four. I'll take all that home and make applesauce out of it. Thank you. Yeah, your parents were little one time, too.
Sure.
All the ladies that you see now were little girls once. And all the men that you see were little boys. And when they were little, they weren't allowed to use dangerous things because their parents cared about them. There's our care for you, fish. Well, our visit's over for today. We'll have more time again tomorrow to do more things together. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'll be thinking of you when I'm not here. 'Cause I like you. I liked you yesterday. I like you today. I'll like you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.